show's lots of fun. Grab some coffee and a cinnamon bun while you listen to famous people 411. Gio and Kira have the best show. 5 to 10 a.m. on your radio. I've been waiting all day for great country. Gio and Kira are your MCs. Listen every day, they'll make you happy.
Salutations to you and yours. It's Chio and Kira in the morning. Welcome into a Tuesday, November 2nd, 2021. It's 5:37. You know, it's an odd day. It's a strange day when Kira sends me a text message at 3:20 in the morning.
I knew you were up already. You were up already, right?
Yes, yeah. I was.
I know, you're always awake before me.
Well, we got different lifestyles.
We do.
That's why. I'm a few years older.
I stay out late until 8:15 sometimes. I know.
Are you making?
I'm so wild. I cannot be tamed. I did go out for Mexican last night. That was pretty good.
Where?
La Carreta.
Oh yeah, I've driven by it.
Oh yeah.
Is that like your favorite spot for Mexican?
Well, yeah, I like it. I like it, and I like Barrio, too, but Barrio, you always have to wait a long time, and ain't nobody got time for that.
Yeah.
Especially not on a school night.
I hear that.
They're like, yeah, we'll seat you in 2 hours. Mm-mm. Not going to work for me.
What's the longest you ever waited?
For a table anywhere?
Where did I go? I went to Applebee's. It's about a 40-minute wait, man.
Applebee's for a date night? Got that Oreo shake?
It was a couple Fridays ago.
Oh, cool.
I went with a couple friends.
Yes, with Matt, right?
Yeah, and a few other, some of his friends. So it's about like a 40-minute wait, but what are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
You're going to, by the time you drive somewhere else, might as well, like, chill out. But
I don't mind waiting, and I find that usually the wait time is shorter than what they say.
Yes, I would agree with that.
Yeah. Especially at Barrio.
Uh-huh.
They've told me 2 hours before, and I say, okay, I'm going to put my name in, and we go next door and have a drink at, like, there's like a hotel next door.
Yep.
If it's a Friday or Saturday, who cares?
Yeah, that is correct.
Got time to burn.
That is.
It's never 2 hours.
Now, would you consider yourself, because I think you are, a foodie?
Oh, yeah.
You're a foodie, right? So a foodie is what? Someone that goes out to eat a lot?
Mm-hmm.
Is that a foodie?
Yeah, and you like all different kinds of food.
Okay.
Yeah, you're not like, you're down to try different kinds of food and stuff like that.
Gotcha.
I like most things. I really do.
You do, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Except for gefilte fish. We've talked about it. Because
yes.
I don't trust fish that comes in a jar. Just how
that's,
I feel.
That's a Jewish thing. Just Jewish people eat that?
Yes. And my family turns on me every time, like, we're home for the holidays and we pass around the gefilte fish.
They love it?
They all love it.
Your husband loves it, too?
No, he doesn't.
Oh, he doesn't?
He doesn't, but my parents and my brother and his wife, they're like, are you even Jewish? They start, my Judaism comes into question.
That is hysterical. Wow. What's it called?
Gefilte fish.
I've heard of it, yeah.
Yeah, it's like in gelatin. It is just awful. Yeah. Shouldn't even be legal.
It doesn't sound good.
Yeah.
Sorry to mess up your morning. Anyways, 5:39. Welcome in, and we have the Mind Bender for you next. Hang tight.
Dead River.
That's the good stuff.
There's something very emotional about hearing taps played on a horn. Just the first few notes can, like, give you goosebumps and leave a heaviness in your heart. Let's take a little listen. Elena Morton had a pretty heartwarming experience involving this song recently, and she shared it with her Facebook friends. So Elena was taking her kids trick-or-treating in Dover, New Hampshire. The kiddos were dressed like three amigos and a scary clown, and they're approaching a house, and they're ready to redeem their sweet loot, as you do. And an older woman answered the door, and she said, oh my God, you guys, I ran out of candy. But my 94-year-old husband, he's a veteran. He fought in World War II. He'd love to come out here and play taps for you on his bugle. He's really good at it.
Wow.
And so the kids were like, of course. Of course. So they waited there patiently and took a little time. The 94-year-old got out there with his bugle, and the kids stood there at attention with their hands over their hearts and just watched really intently the whole time that he was playing. It is such a heartwarming video. I actually shared it on our WOKQ app if you want to check it out. And they just walked away with an experience that's so much more profound than like a handful of candy. Yeah.
That's a great story. This is pretty good, too, for the second year in a row, Kiki. Subaru, excuse me.
That's all right.
Subaru of America is going to donate 50,000 blankets to homeless shelters all across the United States of America.
Wow.
So they are partnering with more than 600 Subaru dealers nationwide. The blankets plus 50,000 pairs of socks will be personally delivered to the shelters. This donation is just another example of Subaru's commitment to being a positive force in the communities where their associates work and live. Guess I have to buy me a Subaru now.
I think so. It's a good car. It's what God would drive.
Yes. Did you know that socks is the number one most requested item for homeless people?
I actually heard that. Yeah, it's really important. Mm-hmm. I mean, having like warm and dry feet, it starts there.
So think about that. If you're going to make it like a donation, socks is number one, and underwear would be number two.
Mm-hmm. So very important.
That is the good stuff.
Want to join the show? Message us now on the WOKQ app.
All right, Famous People 411. Next.
East Coast People 411 on Gio and Kira in the morning.
The Famous People 411 is brought to you by Cardi's Furniture and Mattresses on Route 1 in Seabrook. So Walker Hayes, his life is changing, and it's all because of the song Fancy Like. He's getting to do all kinds of new things and attend new award shows he's never been invited to before. He's up for Favorite Song of the Year for an AMA, and so he shared the news with his family and, like, recorded their reaction. He has, like, 6 kids, and they're all on their devices. They're all, like, teenagers.
Yeah.
You can hear that they're not that impressed. Here's the audio.
Well, guess what, guys? I got nominated for AMA Favorite Country Song.
What?
Sick. That's pretty cool.
Nice.
Is Why Don't We going to be there?
Tough crowd. That was his daughter, Layla. She's asking, is Why Don't We going to be there? Why Don't We is a boy band that she obviously finds more exciting than her dad.
Wow.
Layla is found in all of Walker's TikTok videos. They do all the dances together. She's got the moves.
That's hysterical.
Yeah, good times. So after postponing tour plans 2 years in a row, Kenny Chesney had some exciting news to share on Instagram yesterday to No Shoes Nation.
No Shoes Nation. I'm so proud and excited and thrilled to say we're bringing the music back to the road all over the United States of America. In 2022, the Here and Now tour is going to be rolling down the highway.
It's about time, Kenny. He's bringing along Dan and Shay, Old Dominion, Carly Pierce. Talk about a star-studded cast. Here he is talking about what he loves most about live music.
The thing I love about live music is that it's such a shared moment of music and life. And that's what I love when it's really great on stage and the connection is unbelievable. It's just such a beautiful shared moment.
And you know he's saving the best for last. His last two stops on his Here and Now tour in 2022, August 26th and 27th at Gillette Stadium in Foxborough.
Nice.
Aw, yeah.
It's a long time, though.
I know. And I feel like I'm in, like, deja vu because I remember announcing his, what was it, Chillaxification tour. That got rescheduled a few times. Yeah. So hopefully it's the real deal.
Mm-hmm.
Don't play games with our heart.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think it'll happen for sure.
Fingies crossed. Yeah. And that is your Famous People 411.
So I think people do funerals all wrong.
Oh, here we go.
Okay. I'm going to tell you my idea of my funeral. Okay. I want to have my funeral while I'm alive, not dead. I'll tell you about it next.
Not in the morning. Number one for new country. 97.5 WOKQ.
Welcome in, kids. So, Kira, you know I'm a big fan of Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yes, I do know that about you.
My favorite scripted show.
Big Larry David guy over here.
Love him. Love him. So, just the new season just came out, and I was watching episode one over the weekend. And I know it's a TV show, and, you know, it's kind of fake, but it this particular bit, or whatever you want to call it, made sense to me. So they're having this guy, Albert Brooks, a famous, like, director in Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Decides that he wants to have a funeral.
But he's not dead yet.
He is not dead. While he's alive.
Okay.
Because the theory is, the thinking is that, get all these people, they get up there, they're making speeches. Oh, Chio Acosta. What a great man. You know, he's a great father. All the positive things that they, you know, what they do at funerals.
Sure, you want to hear people say nice things about you.
You know, loved his kids, did so much for charity. What a blessed soul. We're going to miss him. And all this stuff, right? And you're dead.
Mm-hmm.
You're not hearing a word of it.
I feel you.
It's a waste. You're dead.
So when's your funeral? Where are we having it?
I gotta plan it out.
Gotta start planning my funeral.
And, you know, you gotta wear, like, you know, dark clothes.
Sure, sure.
Know, tie. It's a funeral. The clothing stays the same, and whoever's gonna speak is going to speak. Like, I'll have you speak and, you know, practicing some good things.
We do spend a lot of time together. I'll have a lot of material for my eulogy. Are you still gonna call it a eulogy?
Yes, everything happens except you're in the background watching it, like you're watching it from, like, another room on TV.
On TV. Oh, you can't be in the room?
No.
Okay.
So the character was watching it, like, in a room somewhere on TV with his girlfriend, and they're watching all the people say, you know, good things about him. And, of course, the Larry David character, you know, he's saying, he's mm-hmm. making jokes.
Yes. You know. I understand your logic, Chio. I mean, all these people are getting together and celebrating your life, and, like, you want to be there for it.
Yeah,
I remember
you want to hear all these good things about you. You want to celebrate.
I remember saying that at my grandma, at Bubby's funeral. Like, it was just all her favorite people there, and I was just like, God, she would have loved this.
Yes, and we don't get to experience that.
Yeah.
We don't get to enjoy that. What do you think? What do you think? Having a funeral while you're alive. Celebrate your life.
What is the deal with that? All right.
From Country 97.5, WOKQ, Chio and Kira in the morning. So on Facebook today, the last YouTube video you've watched gets sent to all your contacts. What are they about to watch?
It's a funny topic, and yeah. We're getting some funny comments, too.
So, once again, the last YouTube video you've watched that gets sent to all your contacts, what are they about to watch? Random caller that makes it on air, going to hook you up with a gift card to Dunkin'. All right, 844-975-9467. 844-975-9467. That is the Jay Carnes and Son Roofing Listener Line. So for me, my friends, all my contacts would be watching a video on how to switch out an engine air filter on my Mini Cooper.
Oh.
That's the last one. So
vital information.
Hey, they wanted to charge me $87 to do that. It was three screws that I had to undo under the hood, easy screws, and that's it. Lift it up, take the filter out, and put the new filter in. Got the filter from Amazon, $20.
You love to see it.
$20 or $87. So I YouTubed it. It was easy. Once I saw it was easy, then I bought the part.
I'm going to go ahead and say, even if I watched that like 7 times, I still wouldn't know how to do that project.
Yes, you would.
I would?
Yes, you would.
Oh, you have all the faith in me in the world. That's why we're friends.
It is very simple.
Thank you, Chief.
So hit us up, 844-975-9467.
To celebrate the release of their new wedding. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ.
Hello, friends. It's Chio and Kira in the morning. So Facebook today, our question, the last YouTube video you've watched, okay, whatever that may be, that gets sent out to all your contacts. So the question is, what are they about to watch? What's your name? Where are you from? And what was the video?
My name is Brenda. I'm from Portsmouth, and I actually watched this YouTube video this morning, and it's some guy reviewing the McRib and the Chips Ahoy flurry from McDonald's.
Oh, did someone send that to you? Because you're like a McRib enthusiast?
Oh, no, not at all. I've never had a McRib, so I was interested, and after the video, I'm not interested anymore.
So. Guess the review was not that impressive.
Wow.
No.
That's great. Hi, Chio and Kira in the morning.
My name is Linda. I'm from Brookline, and the last YouTube video was the replay of a church service in Vermont that I've been watching ever since COVID started.
Oh, that's not embarrassing to share with your contacts. That's nice. We could all use a little faith.
Actually, it's very nice. They have a new one every week.
So this church is in, you said Vermont?
It's in Vermont. Okay. It's actually my aunt's church, and I can see her in the front row watching, and from New Hampshire, I can watch the service.
Yeah.
So I watch a replay.
Kind of like you're there with your aunt for church. I like it.
Yeah, it's true.
Chio and Kira in the morning. What's your name? Where are you calling us from? And what was the last thing you watched on YouTube?
Good morning. It's Christine from Manchester and Tina Turner's Simply the Best video, which reminds me of my grandson, Jacob.
Love Tina Turner.
Now, what made you just watch that video from Tina Turner from a long time ago?
I babysat him over the weekend, and I just think he's the best, and it reminded me of her and the song, and so we danced to it. He's 6 months today.
Wow.
And he loves Tina Turner. That's great.
I love it. He just kept smiling, so I said, that's my new song for my grandson.
You're on Chio and Kira in the morning.
Misty from Summersworth, and my son watches Hey Bear every morning.
Hey Bear, so that's, I'm not sure what
that
is.
Yeah, I don't know what Hey Bear is, because I don't have that many little
hey
people
Bear
in my life.
Hey Bear is dancing fruit and vegetables.
Oh, I love that.
Okay.
Kind of like bananas and pajamas from our time.
Yep, it's fruits and vegetables. So you got strawberries, tomatoes, avocados.
Nice.
And do they teach him about, good food and a well-balanced meal?
They just dance around it, so he follows it with his eyes on the TV.
Since he likes it, he probably wants to eat healthy food, right?
Yep.
Good bit.
Hold on. And from our Facebook page, Kira.
Paige said they'd be watching a video on homemade flammable to start a fire. Mm. She goes on to say, on Halloween night, I was trying to get the fire pit going with wet wood. No luck. Krista said they'd be watching Baby Shark. Eye roll emoji.
Okay.
That one gets stuck in your head. And Sam said, a guy brush hogging a field for 2 hours. I had to look up what brush hogging
I was.
I'm
going to ask you, what the heck is that?
It is a form of landscaping that eliminates heavy brush to make land ready for farming or hunting or other things.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I guess maybe it's soothing. It's one of those like soothing videos that you watch, like someone baking a cake.
And how about you?
Mine would be a YouTuber teaching me a trick on how to get rid of my under-eye bags with my makeup.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Gotta love YouTube.
Gotta love YouTube. You can learn anything.
Yes, you can.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. I appreciate the calls and the messages. We need a contestant to play Can't Be Kira for a gift card to Dunkin'. So if you want to play, think you know your pop culture, the Jay Carnes and Son Roofing listener line is 844-975-9467. That's 844-975-9467. We'll play in about 10 minutes. And coming up right after 8 o'clock, we have a new Second Date update as well.
Wow.
Now for Can't Beat Kira, brought to you by the Goat Bar and Grill.
Natalie and Raymond, welcome in.
Hi, Hi, good morning.
Hey, hey, hey. Let's get this party started and kick Kira out of the studios, please.
All right, get out of here, Kira.
Good luck, Natalie. I mean that.
Kira, do me a favor. Here, while you're sitting out there, can you fill my water bottle? Thank you. Oh, Kira's so nice. Natalie, this is a three-question pop culture contest. You get more right, you win. A tie, Kira gets the win. But if you can tie her, we will give you the prize. Good enough?
Perfect.
Question number one. David Schwimmer from Friends, the TV show Friends, celebrates a birthday today. How old do you think he is? The closest to his actual age will get the point. You are allowed to go over.
I would say 54.
You're going 54?
I think so, yeah.
Question number two. Adam Sandler is from the Granite State. Which city, which town is he from?
Manchester, New Hampshire.
And question number three. In The Simpsons, the TV show Simpsons, who is a vegetarian? So in the Simpsons family, who is a vegetarian? Multiple choice here. Lisa, Homer, or Marge?
I'm going to go Lisa.
You're going to go Lisa. Okay, you hold on. We will play part two of Can't Beat Kira next. Also, second date update. That's coming up 8 o'clock hour. And the first code word of the day to escape to Florida with Old Dominion happens at 8:20.
97.5 for Can't Beat Kira. Brought to you by the Goat Bar and Grill.
How well do you think you did?
I really don't know.
We're going to find out. I'm waving Kira back in. Look at that. She got me water with ice. Thank you, Kira Lou.
Anytime.
Thank you.
Back to my waitressing days.
Got to keep you on your toes.
Indeed. Keep my skills fresh.
All right, Kira, you ready?
I am.
Question number one. David Schwimmer from Friends celebrates a birthday today. How old is he? Closest to his age gets the point. You are allowed to go over. You know how we play.
Okay. I feel like he was, like, the oldest one.
Okay.
I'm going to say 53.
You want 53?
Yes.
Natalie from Raymond said 54. David Schwimmer is 55 today.
Oh, good job. Ooh. Natalie.
Natalie, you get the point.
Thank you.
Yeah, right on the money. Actually, looks pretty good. Looks pretty young for 55.
He looks exactly the same.
But pretty much. He doesn't age, yeah. Question number two. Adam Sandler is from the Granite State. What city? What town is he from?
Manchester.
A softball there. Natalie got that right away, too. So it is 2-1. 2-1 in favor of Natalie. And final question. In The Simpsons Family, you know, the cartoon TV show?
Yeah.
All right. Who is a vegetarian? Your choices are Lisa, Homer, or Marge.
Lisa.
You're going Lisa. Natalie said Lisa. You say Lisa. Both you guys are correct. So that means, wow, it is a 3-2 win for Natalie.
Womp, womp.
Ooh, I beat Kira.
Yes, you did.
A little pride in your stride about it today.
I am so excited. I feel like people don't ever beat you. We tie you.
Yes. Well, you did it. You did it. You get the Dunkin' gift card. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
You bet. Kira Lou, bring it on, girl.
My name's Kira. I'm from Portsmouth, and I can't beat Natalie from Raymond.
Chio and Kira in the morning.
Second date update is being brought to you by Marquee Roofing online at marqueeroofing.com.
Good morning, Junior.
Good morning.
Hey, so it's Kira. Chio's here with me. We want to hear all about your date with Kim. Hopefully, you know, the goal is that we can patch you two up on a second date that we would pay for, but fill us in a little bit. Like, how did you guys meet? Where did you go?
Yeah, so we met on one of those dating apps. There's Plenty of Fish, actually.
Mm-hmm.
She was pretty cool to talk to, and we ended up meeting up at one of my favorite places to eat. They had pretty good food, and, you know, I thought we had a great time. We were chilling. It's fun to have a pretty girl there.
Mm-hmm.
And then basically couldn't, never heard back from her again.
Did you overdrink anything that you can think of that went wrong?
No, I didn't have any drinks, but I thought it nothing that sparred to me specifically.
Well, you know, the dealio, Junior, we'll put you on hold. You'll give us Kim's number. And we will try to set you up on that second day. And we do it up, too, man. You know, we do it up big time. We send you via Uber or Lyft, so you don't got to drive anywhere. We send a car for you. We send a car for her. And if you guys are drinkers or if you would like to drink, the alcohol is included if you'd like to drink. This way, when you drive back, you don't got to worry about driving because we'll do the Uber thing, okay?
Yeah, that's awesome.
Keep your fingers crossed. We'll make that phone call to Kim, see what's going on. What happened next on Second Date Update with Chio and Kira in the Morning on number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ.
It's Chio and Kira.
All went great. Look at the pictures you posted. You wondered what happened. Felt kind of abandoned. Oh, snap, it looks like you've been ghosted. Let Chio and Kira make the call for you. They'll set that second date up for you. Second date update, second date update. Chio and Kira's second date update.
Second date update brought to you by Marquee Roofing online at marqueeroofing.com. Let's go. We have Kim on the line, and she knows it's Kira and myself that are calling, and she knows she's going to be on our feature, the segment called Second Date Update, to talk about the date that she had with Junior. Kim, welcome into the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Fill us in on how you saw the date.
Well, it was interesting. We met on Plenty of Fish, which, you know, it's cool. I've used the app before. And it's like, when I know I have a date, I get dressed up, I put all the effort into it. You know, it's not because it's not always just for the date, you know? Like, it makes me feel good to get dressed up, and I want the guy I'm going out with to know that, that I care about myself, and I also, you know, care about him. So I got all dressed up. I bought this super cute outfit. I was in heels and everything. We decided to meet at this mall where he worked, and he's a security guard, and thought that was kind of cute. So we went to a restaurant in the food court where he worked.
Nice!
And yeah, well, you'd think so, except I got there.
I was kidding, though.
I got there, and he was in his security guard uniform, and he was done working for the day. So I was like, all right. I asked him why, and he told me it was because he gets free meals if he's in his uniform.
Oh.
He's looking for a little bit of a bargain.
Okay.
I feel like that's something you tell me on maybe, you know, a couple dates after, where you're like, hey, we had a really great time. Check this out. I could get a free meal if I wear my security guard uniform.
Gotcha.
So it sounded like you looked a little too cute for a mall food court, Kim.
I mean, maybe, but it's the first date. That's how I roll.
Was the food good?
It was. It was good food, but I just couldn't stop thinking about how right away I just felt like he didn't put any effort into the date. Like,
right.
He just didn't care because he just showed up in his uniform for free food.
So did you guys just eat at the mall food court and then go your separate ways? Or did you, you know, walk around to some stores, hit up Macy's? What'd you do?
Hit up Macy's.
Yeah, I mean, we walked around a little bit after, but it was super awkward because when we were walking, people were like, it was me dressed up all cute in my heels and then the security guard. So I think people weren't sure what happened. You know, it would have been nice if people walked by us and they were like, oh, my God, look at that cute couple.
Okay.
Oh, my God, look at those people on our first date.
The only thing we know that you guys went out to eat, and it was one of his favorite restaurants. That's the only thing we know about the date. But he is on the other line, Kim. Junior's on the other line. Could we bring him into the conversation so he could, like, clarify himself or fill us in on the whole security guard and taking you to the mall?
Yeah, he seems like a sweet guy, but I just can't get past that.
Junior.
It's a great place. I don't know why it's kind of looked down upon. I mean, it's one of my favorite places to be.
It wasn't really that you took me to the food court that threw me. It was more that you wore your uniform to get a free meal on the first date.
But, I mean, getting a free meal, I mean, I got to do what I got to do right now. I mean, it's nothing personal. But, I mean, if I get a free meal, why would I not take it?
No, absolutely. I think that's cool, but
I just didn't think that you would look down on something like that from what we had talked about before we met. But
I don't know. I just feel like there wasn't that effort there that I like to see on a first date. Like,
I mean, I thought I just freshened up the uniform, too, is the worst part. I mean, ironed it that morning. My mom said I looked good when I left the house. I don't know what. Don't women like a man in a uniform?
Yes. Normally, I think maybe it was just because you did it to get the free meal. I don't know. I guess if you could have talked to me beforehand when we were, I mean, like, we talked for a while on the app. Like, you could have just been like, hey, listen, I'm having a really hard time right now and whatever. And I would have understood or maybe, like, helped you out or offered to pay for the first date. But I guess it just threw me off and made me feel like you didn't care.
I just didn't think that, you know, you would look down on someone for, you know, wanting to take advantage of it. A free meal.
And Kiki, does this count like men in uniform, the security guard at a mall, or?
It's a uniform.
It is a uniform. Okay. I just wanted to check. Well, Kim, we are calling to see if there's any chance you go out on a second date with Junior that we would pay for, and we will not send you to a food court at we'll send you to a nice place in Portsmouth. These are really nice restaurants that we have connections with. It's a nice little package, actually.
Wow. I mean, yeah, I would definitely give him a second chance, I guess. Yeah, I mean, I'd be willing to try again. Maybe we just got off on the wrong foot.
That's a good attitude.
Yeah.
Junior, we got us a connection. We got us a second date.
You're the man.
Well, how about that? We got us a second date. It's been a while, right?
It's been a while.
Been a while.
Love to see it.
Second date. Well, Kim and Junior, hold on. We'll talk off air. Are you guys available this weekend?
Yeah, sounds good.
Junior, you're available this weekend?
Works for me.
Escape to Florida with Old Dominion. Life is short. 97.5 WOKQ wants to hook you up with tickets to the show, airfare, hotel, and $500 spending money. Here's Gio and Kira with this hour's code word.
All right, 820, and code word number one is time. Time.
T-I-M-E. That's time. Open up your 97.5 WOKQ app and enter that into the contest page. Hurry up. Good luck.
All right. Things you need to know. Next. It's Chio and Kira in the morning. And how are you doing today?
Happy Tuesday.
Thank you for listening. We appreciate that. We are number one for New Country 97.5 WOKQ. So every year around this time, the one, the only Oprah, the superstar, comes out with her, you know, the favorite, her favorite things list.
Can you imagine being so famous people care about your favorite things?
Yeah, I guess so. Now, here's my question, Kiki. Do you think, I mean, I'm sure she likes some of these things, but do you think she gets paid? Like, or these are just like really, are just really like stuff that she likes.
Here comes the cynical mind. Straight from Chi Chi. Must be an endorsement. No way she uses these products. I like to think that that it's true. These are her true favorite things.
It's a real bit.
Yes. Okay,
yeah, because this started when she was doing like the TV show.
Yeah.
And she still does it. So here's a couple things. The Snappy Screen Snap Clean Hands.
Oh, what's that?
That is a touchless motion sensing hand sanitizing and cleaning device.
Okay, definitely. Yes. Yeah, this post-pandemic world we're living in. Got to have clean paws.
You don't have to, and you don't have to touch it. It's just
perfect
motion. Hopefully it works better than the bathrooms in Northampton Beach.
Oh, okay. The automatic.
How annoying.
It's so annoying. You feel so stupid.
Oh, I'm not the only one, right? You're
like, yeah, I'm doing it from all different angles. Yeah,
you get a workout with your arms. One, two.
Yeah. But then the woman next to me puts her hands underneath it. Works for her.
Working.
Yeah, you just feel so stupid. Yeah,
that happened to me the other day.
Yeah, it's not a proud moment.
Let's see. The Hydros Live Outdoor Reality Rower.
Okay.
So that is like an exercise bike type thing. That's the most expensive thing I see on my list right here.
How much?
By the way, this piece of exercise equipment claims to work 86% of your muscle groups. $2,200. Plus, if you have this is something I guess you keep in your house, okay, you got to pay $38 monthly fee.
Oh, okay, it's like the Peloton. You have a monthly subscription to get access to all the classes and the instructors.
That Peloton thing is like the thing now, right?
It sure is.
Wow. Here you go. This is all you, Kiki, the Foot Nanny Pedicure Collection.
Oh, I do like getting my hoofs done.
A new olive.
Speaking of, I need to.
A new olive oil line featuring soaking salts, scrub, cream, and more.
That's olive oil? For your feetsies? Well, I want my feet to smell like a piece of garlic
it's
bread.
It's going to smell a little better than that.
Okay.
That's $1.49. The Rome the Puffy Sandals. Vegan sandals with the pillory. This is a female sandal, by the way. Pillory cushion that's been sculpted for your feet. They also feature a moisture-wicking neoprene footbed.
Fancy.
Okay, moisture-wicking.
Talk about treating your feet nice. Yeah,
keep the stink away.
Oh, okay. I need that.
You need one of those. That's $1.37. UGG, an UGG coat. I didn't know they make coats.
Oh, that can't be cheap.
It's not over the top. It's a Sherpa-style coat from the makers of Uggs. $248.
Oh, that's a little rich for my blood.
It looks good, though. It looks nice.
I'm sure it's very, very soft.
Nice. And I'll do one more. Bose Sleep Buds. So, you know, like headphones.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the ones that go in your ear. Noise-canceling headphones. I know Bose, the brand, that's like, they're supposed to be like the best.
Top of the line.
Canceling headphones that are, according to Oprah, so comfortable you can sleep in them. $249.
Okay.
The problem is if you're putting noise canceling headphones on, would you hear like the alarm clock in the morning?
That's a good point. I don't know.
Right?
Yeah, that is a concern.
One more. The wonderful stuffed waffle iron.
Mm.
A kitchen item that helps make stuffed waffles.
Who doesn't love stuffed waffles?
That's only $49. I know. I saw a picture of this. It looked pretty good.
Do you want it for Christmas?
Yeah, I'll take it.
Okay, what's the cheapest thing on that list? That's what you're getting.
The cheapest thing is, it's like $12. Hold on.
The dog treat thing?
The crayon case notepad eyeshadow palettes.
Okay. That'll do.
I don't even know what that is.
That's going to look so nice on your eyes.
I don't know. Thank you.
Oh, wow.
Thank you. I'm going to thank you in advance. I appreciate it.
Perfect.
I got to get you something for Hanukkah now, too.
You have to get me 8 things.
Oh, that's right. You guys got it better than us.
And I pick Oprah's UGG Sherpa jacket for night one.
Okay. I'll take the Bose sleep buds.
Okay.
Okay. Don't give me that $12 thing.
Fine.
$8.39. There you go. A couple things that's on Oprah's list. Don't know if you care or not. But anyway, famous people, 411 on the way.